I am speaking to Lorraine LeBlanc of the Toronto Police Accountability Coalition. So what is TPAC?
It's an organization of individuals and organizations who are focusing especially on police accountability and police transparency issues, and especially approaching the Police Services Board to promote those values.
What is your mandate?
The mandate of the organization is basically what we're doing right now is looking at police services and looking at the police procedures, especially trying to find out as much as we can about the police, because not everything that should be made public is made public to us. For example, the police budget. The police get 20% of the money raised from property taxes. So 20% of our municipal taxes go to policing. We cannot get a line item budget out of the police for security issues, for whatever issues, even with access to information requests. So that's one of the things we're trying to do, is to promote transparency in the police services. We're also trying to promote accountability. Police are the people who are mandated in our society to enforce the laws, and at the same time, they need to be accountable to the citizenship, to the people that they police. And it seems that they're not only not accountable to the people right now, but in fact, some of the politicians who sit on the Police Services Board, such as Baz Balkasoon, are unhappy with the police procedures and their accountability to even city council. So that's a real problem that we're also addressing.
What are your goals? And I guess in the secondary to that, how do you plan to accomplish that?
Well, there's quite a number of goals that we have, and they do revolve around accountability and transparency. Basically, what we want to do is we want to see police take responsibility for their policing and report back to people and have some kind of civilian oversight. I think that would be the major goal, is to have a very responsive police service and police services board. That would be the main goal. And the way that we go about doing that is by approaching a variety of issues. So we've already approached the Police Services Board on issues like strip searches. There was recently a ruling that made strip searches without just cause illegal. We wanted to know how the police were responding to that. Apparently the police are now responding to that by just changing the name of what they do to complete searches, which are still in essence strip searches and are completely illegal. So we put forth a brief about that and demand a response about it. The same thing with video surveillance. There's a lot going on right now with video surveillance and specifically around privacy issues. And the privacy commissioner has come out with findings about video surveillance. We want to know if the police are taking those into account, but they're still talking about putting up police video cameras on the corner of Yonge and Dundas. And there's a large variety of reasons why that shouldn't be done. And we want to know, we want to hear from the police if they're taking those into account. And we've also presented a brief on that, and we're trying to get back some response and some work with the community. We're hoping the police will listen to the community and to the people of Toronto, who, after all, who mandates them with their power and who pays their salaries, in essence. So we keep going through these various procedures with the Police Services Board to try to get them to respond to the needs of the community, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so recent events have highlighted the Toronto Police's more violent tendencies, but this doesn't come as a surprise to some people. Would you say that police brutality is on the rise?
I couldn't speak sociologically as that. There seem to be a lot more anecdotal accounts. It's either on the rise or people are feeling finally frustrated enough to come out and talk about it more and report back about it more. There was recently a piece that came out by Greg LaBelle, who'd witnessed an incident of police brutality that really highlighted the problem with the police complaints procedure. That it's highly intimidating, and that unless you're directly the victim of violence at the hands of the police, you can't say anything about it. And that's really problematic. So there's something that needs to be done in that area as well. Another area where police brutality has been escalating, I would say, is in the policing of demonstrations. And that's one of the big issues that we're also taking on. There have been an increasing number of arrests as demonstrations unfold in the city of Toronto. It seems that every single time that people go to the streets to demand to be heard, which is in many ways the only way that we can exercise our democratic rights now, the police are here to crack down on us, and quite violently and in ridiculous proportions. The march of March 22nd and 23rd at the Tory convention demonstrated this, that the police almost outnumbered the demonstrators. intruders, and that's absolutely ridiculous. People were getting beat up. People were getting picked up at the beginning of the demo for not having done anything, and it seems to be a routine police procedure now to just pick people up at demos, charge them with these ludicrous things, hold them for 24 hours, and then let them go. And this is entirely undemocratic. It's completely unconstitutional. It's a violation of people's human rights, and it's brutality, and it's targeted brutality, and it's being used as a strategy against people who just want to exercise their freedom of speech and their freedom of assembly, and that's completely unacceptable.
So what is TPAC, what are you doing about this?
Well, one of the things that we've been trying to do or doing for a while is we've drafted a brief that we are submitting to the Police Services Board that basically outlines some of the things that the police need to take into consideration. Right now, the police don't seem to have any kind of procedure or policy that they need to follow when they're policing demos. Other police services do have those. Ottawa, for example, has a fairly comprehensive policy that they refer to, and Toronto doesn't. And one of the first things that we demand in our brief is that the greatest police concern should be to ensure the rights and freedoms of citizens are upheld, including the right to political dissent and the freedoms of assembly and the freedom of speech. And this is essentially what the police are supposed to do. They're supposed to promote us exercising our rights and protect our rights. So we've drafted this brief, and it's fairly comprehensive. We've circulated it for community consultation since the month of January. We had submitted it to the Police Services Board for inclusion on the April 25th agenda of their meeting, but it was bumped because there were other issues that they needed to address at that meeting. So it has now been scheduled for the May 30th meeting. It's May 30th in the afternoon at 1:30 in the afternoon, and it's going to be at the Police Services Board meeting at the police headquarters at 40 College Street. So we're encouraging people to come out to that at 1:30 to attend the meeting, observe the meeting. It's good to go and observe Police Services Board meetings anyway. It's one of the few ways that they're accountable to us, that we can see what they're doing, and to come out in support of this, because really it's an issue that affects everybody in Toronto that has anything to say on any issue.
Although police brutality is the most visceral display of a lack of accountability, there are other aspects, some of which you were going into about transparency and accountability. What kind of focuses in that sense do you have that are similar to the demonstrations and work you're doing?
Well, one of the things that is always, of course, an issue that we're concerned with is the Safe Streets Act. And there's also been something that came out of the last Police Services Board meeting. The Sexual Assault Unit has now changed name and focus to being called the Sex Crimes Unit. And they have folded issues of crimes against juveniles, sex crimes against juveniles into that. So it seems to be that they're changing the focus of that unit from focusing on sexual assaults against women to sexual assaults against minors, which there's not really a problem with focusing on that. I think that's something that's very important, and it's crucial that that work be done. But there's also work that still needs to be done in terms of focusing on sexual assault against women and fighting that and following up on that. So that's one of the issues that might be coming up. There are also a number of issues. There's a new municipal act that's coming in that is going to possibly give municipalities and police the right. It's going to give police basically the right to enforce municipal bylaws. So it's going to add a new level of policing, in terms that municipalities will be able to enact laws, and the police will then be able to pick people up for contravening those bylaws. So these are the kinds of things that, if you're not really paying attention, they kind of get snuck in under the radar. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to bring those types of issues to public attention. The next really big thing that we're doing is we're having a public meeting on May 16th. And we're hoping that a lot of people are going to come out to that. It's called Looking Back, Looking Forward, and it's about the creating an agenda for change in the Toronto Police Services. So Councillor Baz Balcassoon will be speaking at that, and Jane Doe and Charles Roach, who's a lawyer and a leader in the Black community, will be presenting about various aspects of policing, and we're hoping to get a good dialogue about police accountability and directions for further work.
So I guess that's one method which our listeners can get more information is coming to this meeting. If for people who may have stuff to do that day, what other ways would you suggest that our listeners, if they want more information, if they are concerned about you know, police accountability, how would they go about doing this?
Well, they can start by looking at our website, which has a fairly comprehensive set of materials of what TPAC has done, as well as some links. And the website address is www.tpac.ca. They can also go to the website of the Toronto Police Services Board, which you can get through the City of Toronto website, which is toronto.on.ca, city.toronto.on.ca, and have a look at what's on there and at what's on the agenda. And it's really good and enlightening and eye-opening to go to the Police Services Board's meetings and see what kinds of issues are discussed and what kinds of issues are not discussed at those meetings. I think if people, you know, go to the meetings and go to City Hall and just observe what's going on more, it lets politicians and people in power know that we're keeping an eye on them and that we're interested in this and that we want to speak out about this. The other thing that people can do if they're really concerned about an issue, for example, a lot of people are very concerned right now about the Randall Dooley case and about the lack of police responsiveness to this particular aspect of child abuse, this particular case of child abuse. One of the things that people can do is make a deputation to the Police Services Board, and going to their website will give all the information about how to do that. You get 5 minutes to talk to the board and at least have your say.